Chewing on Life. It's episode 487 with plugins for Sold Out, Video Conference, Protection, Goodbye, User Guide, Shipping Options, and Classic Press Options, all coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gem? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and with me is the ever-lovely...
Amber Overall.
And we have the usual great show for you today, but of course, right off the top... What do I got there? Oh, first off, I want to remind everyone, this is November 25th. 26th, 2020, and it is American Thanksgiving Day, so I want to take a few moments to say hello to all our American producers out there, and hope you are enjoying your Thanksgiving, getting out there and doing the Rebel in You, getting together with your family, and just enjoying your day, enjoying it is. So happy Thanksgiving to all the Americans out there that are listening to the show.
Indeed, happy Thanksgiving.
This is a value for value show. I look forward to everyone providing some value back. I'd like to give great appreciation out to the No Agenda Show, who I like to remind every time that they have provided lots of inspiration and the occasional stolen sound clip.
Squirrel!
So, without that much there, let us move along here. And I keep losing the track of where everything is at. There it is.
Thank you for sharing, John. Now get down from that soapbox.
I don't think I'm ever going to get bored of that one.
Yeah, that one's funny. I love it. I want more like that.
This is number 46 of 52 episodes for 2020. It's episode 47, and things on the show are moving and shaking into a whole new shape. We have reached week 46 of the year 2020, and we are now 36 weeks into the Rona and back to the simple two-week lockdown. Not sure. What do you think? Think we'll stay in 2 weeks?
It is not a two-week lockdown. They're gonna make our life even more miserable. The government we voted back in has decided to become more dictatorial.
And this time with the addition of being fined if you refuse to wear your mask. I know it's happening other places, but it's new here.
Yes, it is brand new here.
And here I was thinking, oh, good, people finally seem to be waking up, getting better. Yet now here we are yet again in the twilight zone. The world appears to have jumped out of the pot and into the frying pan, so now is the perfect time to make yourself a little place where you can tune out for a while. It can be anywhere and anything. A blanket thrown over your couch to build a fort, in your bed with your door closed and a do not disturb sign or a sock on your door, or even in your car. Get into a space all your own, throw on some music and grab a book, or even throw on a book and grab a drink. Kick back and breathe. Try to get there at least once a week, or more if you can. If you have kids, let them know that they should only bother you if they are broken, dying, or bleeding for one whole hour. Make your area comfy for you and try to remove all internet and radio with news hours while zoning out. Try to let go of everything outside of your control and work on pestering those you know and care about to get their own zone out spaces started. Rinse and repeat as often as needed.
Absolutely. All right. Yes, Hemdian, it's quite possibly all the way. It goes all the way until Easter, but I certainly hope not.
Well, last time we had 2 week lockdown, it was for 2 weeks in April.
Yes, I know. At any rate, let's move this right along here. Let's not move this into a total news thing. Let's go.
Could be fun, though.
Please be quiet. Shut up! Thank you. And now the WordPress news with John Overall.
Absolutely. And one more time, I just want to say a happy Thanksgiving to all our American producers. Hopefully you're doing some good old civil disobedience and getting together with your families for some much-needed personal time. Civil disobedience is the in thing now, folks. Everyone, civil disobedience. Maybe we say it enough, it'll actually sink in. Let's dive into the news that we do have in the world of WordPress. First thing you've got here, I've got a piece of news here, and this is more of an article on what to do if you are self-employed or a freelancer, such as myself. self. It is something I had to learn the hard way with my business. And that is, this is an article about the 10 types of clients you must fire today. And that was the hardest thing I had to learn about my business, was it's perfectly okay to fire a client. If they're not doing good for you, they're costing you more time than anything. I do understand when you first start out, you take a lot of crappy and difficult clients just so you can have a few bucks rolling in the door. But once you get established, it's time to fire them all and let the next poor slub that is just starting out deal with those people. Because that seems to be the birth by fire you have to do when you start your business by scratch. But this is a really good article. It does do a good description of the types of clients you just want to let go from your portfolio because they're just not worthwhile. So if you're self-employed, go read this article. It's well worth the read.
Sorry, I got distracted. I was reading. Some of the sound effects are a bit quiet again.
Oh, well, yeah, that's the problem. I still haven't fixed that sound. I promise to every week and I get sidetracked. I will do that for next show.
Check. So actually bug you throughout the next week.
Yep.
All right. This right here, the article you were just talking about, I like how he starts it out with an explanation of his own, what did you say? Birth by fire?
Birth by fire. Yeah. You know, your baptism by fire as a self-employed person. You have to, you always end up taking the crap clients when you start.
Nobody else
wants them.
I like the way he starts out telling his own experience about it. But yeah, I've given this a read and it's definitely helped to clarify some things for me too.
Yeah. It's a real important thing, especially if you're starting out. If you're getting to inherit a business, well, you're not in too bad a shape. You're in better shape. You don't have to go through the birth by fire.
Baptism
by fire.
Because if I don't pay attention to these things, I'm going to end up having clients like this myself.
Well, there you go. There's that problem too.
Taking over the business, sure, but I better get this in my head first.
Absolutely. All right, the next article we've got for you, and this is one you're going to have to pay attention to over the coming year. And it is that PHP 8 is coming. And if you're a plugin developer or a theme developer, or you do coding in WordPress, you're going to run into the PHP 8 eventually. I'm starting to learn what I can now to try and get ahead of this curve. I used to be way ahead of the curves and then I got behind them and then I just didn't care anymore. So now I'm caring again and trying to get ahead of the curves. This is a good article to read so that you can find out what WordPress Core is doing to deal with PHP 8, which is going to change everything. The amount of depreciations and code removal from PHP 7 to 8 is really high in this iteration of PHP. It's going to break a lot of stuff out there on the internet. A lot of stuff is going to break because of PHP 8. And it is going to become the next standard, and it will last for like every other standard I've noticed. Maybe it seems to last for a year, 2 years. I think tops has been 3 years I've noticed. And then they move to the next iteration, making it that much more difficult. So in this business here, your brain is never relaxed long enough to not be challenged. You are always challenged if you stay in the internet development business. So go read this article. You'll want to catch up on this.
This seems like a really good one to read up on. Although I do have a question.
What's that?
Why does the PHP keep having to change? Why can't they just update what's already there?
Well, because the coding standards change, security issues need to be dealt with, they need to improve the security because the hackers don't stand still.
That's true.
It is a arms race with the hackers, and it's a constant arms race. And
okay.
If they stand still, the hackers will overtake them. So they have to keep ahead of them. And what happens is code that used to be secure 5 years ago is now so full of holes that a kiddie script can walk through it.
Okay, now I understand.
So and that's the problem. And that's why it's always changing.
Okay.
Okay, this one here, next one, is a field guide on what is coming down the pike for WordPress 5.6, which will probably be released the first week of December, as they tend to release them in about the first or second week of December, just in time for your Christmas sales, so that all your websites can break for the Christmas holidays. They really seem to enjoy doing that. Instead of, no, let's wait until January when things are a lot easier and smoother. No, let's do it just before the Christmas holidays to make sure there's enough work for all the dudes named Ben who would like to take some time off to be with their families. So Anyway, it's a really good article. Talks about what the changes are coming, the application passwords, the auto updates, which I am completely opposed to the auto updates and the core. They're going to core auto update the Prime versions. That Prime version's not the main, not the correct term. Anyway, they're going to auto update not the point versions, but the versions like 5.6 to 5.7 versus 5.6.1 or whatever. At any rate, they're going to auto update things like that. And I'm really opposed to that, mainly because it makes my life miserable.
Seems like they have a lot of things that they're doing.
They do. They have a lot of stuff that they're doing in there. So you'll have to go read the article to see it and see what's coming down the pike for 5.6. And that means there'll be even more for 5.7.
Right down to site health check changes. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. The next article we've got here is one that I have preached for years, and that is 10 reasons free websites are bad. I can't believe there's still sites out there where you can get a free website. Because free websites, there's no such thing as free. If it's free, you are the product. You know, there is no such thing as a free lunch. You're paying for it somehow. You're paying for it with your analytics, your data, your personal data. You're paying for it some way. There's no such thing as free. I've been preaching that for years, but nobody's ever really believed me. But they're starting to now when they start realizing that all the big tech companies, like, they've been gathering your private data and they're using it against you in major ways now. At any rate, this is a really good article, and it talks about the reasons why you need to get your own web hosting, buy your own domain, build your own website, control your data. I've told everyone for years, control your data. They never believe me. They always go to these free stuff. I can get it posted free. I can host all my pictures free here. I heard something about Google's doing away with their free image hosting. So anyone who's using the free image hosting is going to have them all wiped out.
That sucks.
It's like, but I saw that before. I saw it back in 2001 with an image hosting company back then when I did that. I used one and they wiped it all out. Fortunately, I fetched all my images first because I had warning. But I've seen companies close down in 48 hours and people lose everything they'd stored there. It's gone. If you're using free, you're storing data with somebody else, you don't control your data, you can lose it. Keep that in mind. There's no such thing as free. And one final thing from the alternate universe. And where's my theremin?
Would that be universe A or B?
We'll say it's from B.
Okay.
Elon Musk is now the second richest man in the world. For running a company that is so deeply in debt and doesn't produce all that much, somehow he's managed to drive his stock price into the freaking stratosphere.
That's a terrible picture of him.
Oh yeah, that's a really good picture of him actually.
Really?
Yeah, he's that ugly.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen the dude, man. Not in person, but I've seen lots of photos and video of him. He looks just like that. Sad thing is, though, Elon Musk, he was one of the original creators of PayPal.
Oh.
That's where he made his first $1 billion.
Hmm.
And he used that to start Tesla. And Tesla is a great idea. I mean, he has done a couple of amazing things. One, he managed to start a car company and make it actually sort of work, but it's so deeply in debt. And without all the government subsidies, he would never have gotten anywhere with it. So at any rate, that's what we got. So it's just funny that when Elon Musk has managed to become the second richest person in the world on paper, not in actual cash in his hand.
Yeah, I've never understood how that works either. It's this whole non-physical money thing that just confuses me, I think.
Well, at any rate, that's enough of all the news, and let's move it along here to the donor support section of the show. This is where we like to support those that have supported us. You know, this show is a value-for-value model, meaning that if you're getting any value out of it, we would like you to give some value back. The biggest thing we need over everything else is...
We just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water... Just send your cash.
Absolutely. Just cash. Cash is, you know, cash is king. You can send it via PayPal or send a check to our post office box. The address is on the website. Lots of ways you can send us money.
Or Bitcoin, maybe.
Well, Bitcoin. I have to get a wallet for. I have to find my wallet and reopen it. And have people. I really should open my Bitcoin wallet. So people may actually send us a Bitcoin from time to time.
There you go.
Even a fragment of one. But at any rate, what we've got here is, if you're getting any value out of it, please give us some value back. And it doesn't always have to be cash. You can give us your time, your talent. You know, we need artwork. We're starting to run low on artwork again. So please send us some artwork. Go to the WP Plugins Art Generator and submit your artwork there. Or if there's things that the show needs, marketing, promotions, other bits and pieces, if you have time you want to spare to help this show grow and get more of an audience, reach out to us. We'll make sure you get all the information you need to spread the word about WP Plugins. There's lots of things that can be done. So with that in mind, this week here, I want to start out by talking about the artwork. This week's artwork comes from Angel Lemieux at Koa Digital. It's a really cool piece of art. If you're watching on the stream, you get a sneak preview of it before it gets published. I change the artwork on every single show. So every time someone loads up their iPad app or their podcast app on their phones, they get the new artwork when a new show is released. And this week, we have a ladybug sitting on a leaf chewing away. That leads us to chewing on life, which is what we're doing today. We're chewing on life and all of its complexities. So thank you very much, Angel. Greatly appreciate your support of the show with the artwork. Another big thank you goes out to producers who come in over $50. We don't really have any right now, but
they'll show up eventually.
Well, we used to have quite a few, but then they petered off for a while. I guess we weren't producing the type of show they liked. But there are still a couple of people out there who give us a weekly subscription or a small monthly subscription well below the $50 mark. Those remain anonymous, and we thank you very much. Also, subscribe to the newsletter. Get the latest in the news and information about what we put out and when the show is released. So a big thank you to those. Another one goes out to those who have hired me because of listening to the show. And it goes out, thank you, to the most recent person who has hired me because they've been listening to the show. Thank you very much. It is greatly appreciated. You know who you are. Thanks a lot, Hot Guy. We really appreciate it. All right. And if you want to get all this stuff there, oh, one last thing here. Yeah, I'm still pimping out my daughter over here. If you want to see her fancy mug on the live stream, we need a donation of $200. Until that happens, not going to show her fancy mug on the live stream. And of course, that price will go up again coming soon. So if we don't get it, I'm just going to keep raising the price. Eventually, it'll be out of reach and she'll never show her face. All right, well, let's move it along here. It is time for us to dive into the meat and potatoes. Off we go into the depths of plug-in depravity. All right, first off, we got Classic Press options. We do have a couple of things from Classic Press, and Classic Press, of course, is the growing fork of WordPress. That is starting to come to its own to some aspects. It's still there. It's pretty decent. I like that they're still growing, putting out recent updates, etc. It will be a contender for WordPress, I believe, in the next 5 years. First thing we've got from you here, though, is we have a theme that is specifically built for Classic Press. It is called the Canuck CP 1.02. It was released by Kevin Space. Really cool item here. One to check out. If you're using Classic Press, this is a theme that was built for Classic Press based upon the Canuck theme from WordPress, but removed all the Gutenberg crap. So go check this one out if you're using Classic Press. It could be a really cool theme for you to build out your website. Another piece of news from this is that if you are on a hosting provider, no, that wouldn't be me. I don't offer Softalicious as an auto installer. I quit using auto installers years ago because I realized they were no more headache than they're worth. But there's still companies out there that are using auto installers like Softalicious. Softalicious has recognized Classic Press as an authentic system, and they want you to... You can use Softalicious to install Classic Press into your site. So go check that one out.
Softalicious makes me think of soft ice cream.
Yes, I know. Okay, so Next up, the usual Classic Press resources, the Classic Press blog, the Classic Press forums. Go check all that information out. I am tripping over my tongue today horribly. Let's try this again. Okay, the first plugin I've got, it is WordPress plugin time. The first one I've got for you here is called Email Encoder, Protect Email Addresses. Now, one of the biggest problems of the internet out there, of course, if you've got a website, the moment you place an email address on your web pages somewhere, the spam bots arrive, quickly harvest that email address, and pretty soon you're inundated. No, that's not working.
Inundated?
Yeah, that's the word. You're covered in spam. I can't understand why my tongue won't work on that word, but we'll just
scream a couple times. Shake it out.
Yeah, I'll get over it. At any rate, you get spam coming your ways. And the bots continue to collect those email addresses no matter what you do. Well, what this plugin does is the moment you plug it in, turn it on, activate it, it protects all email addresses that are created throughout your website on every page with an automatic encryption. It encrypts all the email addresses with one of two methods, either a JavaScript embed or something else. And it makes it so the bots can't grab your email addresses that way. They can still get them manually, but very few spammers do that. They just go through and use the bots to collect it. A really great plugin makes it really easy to set it up to help protect the email addresses off of your website. And this works for all email addresses or even if you create mail to links on your website. So go check this one out. It's called Email Encoder. God, I'm just having a hell of a time here. Email Encoder, Protect Email Addresses. And I give it a 5 dragon rating.
That actually reminds me of one of the plugins I covered before, the Bad Bots one. I still have that running, and it's still doing really well. I only get an update about once every week or so, and it's sometimes not even that often. But I figured I'd mention it, because those two in tandem might be a good pair.
Well, they probably would be.
First one I have is MC Goodbye Howdy. I really like this one. This plugin is all about removing the howdy so-and-so at the top of the page for your WordPress dashboard. I mean, my dad probably loves the howdy, what with his cowboy
really
personality.
Like
no?
No.
Well, for me, it's always kind of reminded me of Woody from Toy Story. Every time I see it, I've got a picture of him in my head.
That's horrible.
I have kids, man. I think of movies and my mind automatically goes to all the young kid Disney movies. It's like they're stuck in there. I'll never get them out.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a few of them there from when you were a kid.
So this one is just, it's awesome. It actually gives you multiple options. There is day part, which connects to your time of day with a good morning or good afternoon. Random international greetings. I've only seen French and Spanish, although I also saw Hawaiian also. I've seen those so far, and I've been leaving this one on just to see how many international greetings there are. Random positive phrases. The first one I got was, you're a superhero.
Awesome.
And the last one, this is also the best one in my opinion, you can create a greeting of whatever you like. Totally personalize it, and there are no restrictions. I've tried everything, every word I could think of, and
good.
It popped right up, no problem. I like having these options. This is a really fun one, too. I could see a bunch of fun jokes being played with this one.
Oh, absolutely.
So I give this one a 5 dragon rating.
Sounds like it could be very entertaining if you got a couple of different admins tied into the website.
So much fun.
Uh-huh. Okay. The next plugin I've got for you here today is called Easy Options Hide Shipping Method Per Product for WooCommerce.
Wow.
I know, it's a long one. They probably could have shortened it to make shipping methods optional WooCommerce or something, you know.
Even that's kind of long, but a lot better than
It's better
this.
Than this one. This one's almost does a tongue twister. I had to slow down really hard to read that one out. At any rate, it's a great little tool, simple and effective. If you're running a WooCommerce site and you're offering multiple shipping options, but sometimes certain products you don't want to ship out through certain shipping options, you set this on a per product basis to hide that. Say you do local pickup and UPS shipping. And for some products, you won't ship them, but they can come local, pick them up. You can hide the UPS shipping option so that they only have the option for local pickup. They must come pick it up. So that's basically how it works. Really great, simple plugin. This developer here, I was looking through, this is a brand new plugin. It's less than a couple of weeks old, but he released a whole slew of simple WooCommerce plugins, much as this. So you might want to check his portfolio in the WordPress plugin site. But at any rate, this one here is a really great tool, and I think it's something I may have to use on an upcoming project for WooCommerce I'm doing, which will have multiple shipping options. But anyway, go check this one out. At the moment, I give it a 4 Dragon rating. Go check it out. Easy options, hide shipping method per product for WooCommerce.
As easy to use as the name is hard to say?
Absolutely.
Next one I have is Custom User Guide. This one is a brand new, hot off the press, neat little plugin. I found it while I was browsing the new plugins for my pet project. It's actually pretty fun to use. You plug it in, go to the user guide on the left, and start making your interactive user guide. Now, I tried like 5 different ways to explain exactly what you do, but I had a really hard time explaining it, so I have to say, just go and play with it and figure it out. It shows you how to do it and what to do. It's actually really easy, just really hard to explain. I don't know why I have such a hard time explaining it, though. It's designed to work with both PC screens and mobile screens, which is very useful. It removes the need for you to tweak it yourself and make it work on both types of screens, which I thought was pretty cool. You can also set it up so it's just PC or just mobile as well. And now, since this is still really new, I don't know what sort of kinks still need ironing out. There does always seem to be something down the road, but I will keep an eye on this plugin as I keep using it, and I'll get back to you about it. Though if anyone else out there could give it a go and let me know what they think, that would be awesome. I would love to hear back about any of the plugins I cover from another point of view. So go check it out. I rate this at 4 Dragons.
Excellent. Well, from what I can see of the plugin itself, it looks like it's a tooltips. It gives tooltips to different parts of your site for when visitors hit your site. You pop up a little window that says, click here for your account page. You know, click this to do that. You know, there are tooltips on so that people can find their way around your website a little easier. So it does look like it'd be an interesting plugin if they've got it nicely ironed out the kinks.
Well, I haven't found any kinks yet, but then again, maybe I just don't know how to purposefully break things yet.
Well, you'll get to that. All right, the next one I have here for you is called Sold Out Badge for WooCommerce. Now, this is a very useful one. Now, I can't remember if the latest WooCommerce has the sold out badges automatically now, but for a long time, WooCommerce didn't really have a sold out badge or one you could control when your products were out of stock. This is a plugin to deal specifically with that issue of when you're selling stuff via WooCommerce. So when the products run out of stock, you can slap up a sold out badge so people know you sold out that product. That can be beneficial in many ways. One, it could indicate to visitors, like, this is a really hot product, it's all sold out, come back later when we have more, or, you know, just as an indication that, hey, this is the last one or it's sold out. The great thing about this one, though, is this particular plugin makes it really easy to change the term sold out to anything you want. You can change the words, anything out, say, this was a really hot product. We're sorry we're sold out right now, but more are coming. You can put that as a badge that pops up there over the product thumbnail. So a really cool tool, and it does come in useful when you're building out a WooCommerce website to help ensure that people don't try to buy a product that's not in stock. As soon as they see sold out, they'll understand it. But it does also indicate if you're selling products like, hey, this is a hot product, and people have this, you know, shortage mentality. Think toilet paper. Toilet paper runs out, everybody ran to the store to buy more, and it ran out even more, you know, so same problem. When people get a scarcity mentality, they want to buy it. So that's a very useful item that can be used on your site. So anyway, go check this one out. It's called Sold Out Badge for WooCommerce, and I give it a 5 Dragon rating.
So do you need to place this on your sold out items individually, or does it
It's automatic.
Okay.
The moment the item's out of stock, this automatically pops up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Last one I've got is, hello, I am here. Video conferences.
I'm not here. I'm gone.
This could be a very useful plugin if you're getting a bit tired of the extreme lagging that's been happening with the various conferencing sites. I know that both of my daughters have had issues when they are using this ridiculous one. What's it called again?
Zoom.
That's the one. For some reason, their entire school decided.
Everybody decided Zoom was the way to go as soon as the pandemic took effect.
Half the time what ends up happening is they log in and the connection is lost. It's ridiculous.
I see their quality is just as good as it was when the beginning.
Yeah.
I bet their security's not much better either still.
Probably not. That's why they're on a separate network from me. but this is pretty easy to set up. I wasn't really able to fully test it out because I don't have anyone to contact really. But it does seem to be pretty good. It's well updated. I'd love it if somebody out there were to test it themselves, if they have someone they can check it out with. All you need to do is take the short code and add it into any page, or you can create a whole new page and insert the short code. Send the URL to the person or persons you are wanting to link with, and off you go. Seems to be a good way to get around having to use one of the ridiculous bigger companies out there right now. Now, there is a paid version, and apparently paying for it is the only way to get around the Jitsi logo floating about. If anybody out there winds up using it, let me know. I rated it at 4 dragons.
Very nice. Okay, this show currently brought to you by... Are you tired of the same old web hosting? Not having the resources you need to run your website properly? Having a lack of control? Then you need johnoverall.com web hosting, providing you with all the resources you need to smoothly run your WordPress website or ClassicPress website. With strict limits on the number of clients allowed per server, johnoverall.com provides high quality, fast server performance. Visit johnoverall.com for web hosting that won't slow you down. Absolutely, and my last server with space on it is starting to fill up, so if you want quality hosting, you better get in quick, because once it's filled, I'm not opening up another server. All right, next thing we got, contests. Our contests are powered by the Simple Giveaways plugin. They were kind enough to supply us with the plugin to run our contest, so thank you very much to you guys. It's a really great plugin. I've been using it since it was brand new, hot off the presses, and it has grown so nicely over the last 3 years. So if you're looking for a plugin to run your contests on your website, go check out the Simple Giveaways plugin. No, they don't give me any money. They just gave me the free plugin. All right, I do want to thank Charlie again for coming to the aid of the show and getting our contests all pulled together and organized, and they are happening, and we have a long list of contests coming up through the new year. Thank you very much, Charlie. I greatly appreciate your support of the show, and that's what I mean, folks. Lots of ways to support the show besides sending in your cash. This was one of them. There is a new interview out right now. We have an interview with Arindo Duque from WP Admin Pages Pro and WP Ultima. The plugin was reviewed in episode 484, and we did have a contest where we were giving away this plugin. So it's a really great plugin. Go check out the interview. It's a really good interview. We talked about those plugins and a few other things. And we do have a new contest out right now. We have a contest out for a gift or cart lift. For the plug, one more time. Let's try this. Let's back this up and back the bus up for a second.
I need a beep, beep, beep,
yes,
for you.
There you go. All right. I skipped over a spot there. That's what threw me off. I wanted to say thank you to, we did have a contest winner for the WP Admin Pages Pro. The winner was Shabazz Qureshi.
Qureshi. That's probably closer, I think.
Qureshi. There we go. So congratulations to him, though if he doesn't reach out to me soon, he's going to lose that license, and we'll recycle it, because I send out an email, if you don't respond in 2 weeks, we recycle the license. So if you're listening, Shabazz, you better reach back out to me. I've sent you a couple emails now.
All right, we do have a new giveaway contest for you starting started last week. We've got one more week left running in it where you can win a lifetime license for Kartlift. It's valued at $249 from Rex Theme. And I did do an interview with the fellow from Rex Theme last week, I believe, and that will be released this next week. So coming up soon is an interview with him. This plug-in here, you can help win back over 20% of your abandoned customers. Recover over 20% of your abandoned cart customers with an automated email campaigns that are sent out. This is a plug-in, so what happens? People go, they hit your store, they load up their cart, they get sidetracked, or they go, oh, I want to think about this, and they close the window. They'll get an email back that says, hey, you left all this stuff in your shopping cart. Do you want to buy it? And maybe they've gone, oh, well, maybe I do. Actually, they log on, follow the link, and they buy all this stuff. Now, I've done things like that myself. I load up my shopping cart. I get sidetracked, or I go, oh, am I sure I want to spend the money? Go think about it. And I've had one or two of those send me an email and go, you know, actually, I think I want to buy that stuff. So it is a good thing to do. Could help you gain back. Even if it gets you back just a couple of shopping carts, it's well worth the money for the plug-in. And just think, if you enter the contest, you could win this lifetime license, which is a $250 value. Now, the other thing is Sultan from Rex Theme was on episode 485. That's why I remember it. I did an interview with somebody else last week, or this week, which is coming out next week. Episode 485 is where I did an interview with Sultan, or not an interview, but he was a guest host on the show for that show, and he talked about Kartlift and several other of the plugins that they produce.
That was fun.
Yes, it was actually a really interesting episode. So if you're a developer or just someone who wants to get involved in show business, reach out to us, and you can be on the WP Plugin Show as a guest host. The only requirement is you bring two plugins to the floor, and you be ready to talk about them. And be ready to talk about everything else. I'll get you all the information you need so that you're included in what's happening in the show. So anyway, go to wppluginsa-z.com/contest to enter the contest for more information. Hey, and I covered up this episode. The plugins I covered was Sold Out Badge for WooCommerce, which I gave a 5 to. The Easy Options Hide Shopping Method per Product for WooCommerce, which I gave a 4 to. Wow, I got through that with one try. The Email Encoder, which Protect Email Addresses, which I gave a 5 to.
And I covered Hello, I Am Here Video Conferences, which I gave a 4 to. It just seems like such a happy title. Custom User Guide, which I gave a 4. And MC Goodbye Howdy, which I gave a 5.
All right. And a couple of quick reminders before we move into the Q&A segment of the show is there's no meetup planned currently, maybe in the new year, maybe at Christmas time. Who knows? Life could change. You want to find out more about my personal insanity? Go check out theroguestavern.com. Really great place to visit. If you have any suggestions on plugins or would like to have stuff reviewed, please submit them to our website at wppluginsa-z.com/submit. And it is Q&A time for us right now. This is the segment of the show that we split into. The first half is here for those of you on the podcast, listening through your podcast app. The second half of the show, you got to go listen to the YouTube version of the show to get the last half of it. So you can just basically speed forward to the end if you've already listened to the show on your podcast app. At any rate, let's take it away. Amber, you have questions. What do we got this week?
Where's my jingle?
Oh, your jingle.
Yeah, I like my jingle.
Yeah. I got to learn where it's at. There it is.
It's question and answer time.
Yay. So most of my all my questions are essentially aimed right at you today.
Oh, goody.
Yep. First question is there a, no, that's, oh, it got put that, in here backwards. What the heck? Okay.
They got, well, that's the way I copied them. That's your fault, not mine.
But it's at the bottom of the list of first ones.
Read them from the bottom up, then.
How'd you do that?
I didn't. I copied and pasted exactly what I got from you.
No, no.
I don't type.
Liar.
You know I don't type.
That's true.
So if I copy and paste it, I can't reverse it. I'm sorry. I don't copy them one at a time. They're in a group. I copy and paste them as a group.
Oh, I know what happened. This is my question from last week, and I have that down at the bottom now. So
yeah.
Okay. How did you get started in WordPress?
How did I get started in WordPress? Oh,
yes.
That's a good question. I need that one. That's not a great question. How I got started in WordPress was I had just sold my computer store, and I was deciding to go back into the computer, the web development industry. I was in the development industry in early 2000s, and then in the mid 2000s, I bought a computer store thinking I would like to be in retail business, and I stayed in it for about 3 years and realized I needed to get out of retail because, well, I hate people. So I don't hate people, but dealing with the public is really hard. At any rate, what happened was, as after I sold my computer store, I was looking for something to do, and I saw that there was multiple CMS systems at the time. There was Joomla, Drupal, and WordPress. All three were quite good. And I started experimenting with them, seeing which one would be the most intuitive one to use, one that I could create websites, turn it over to clients, because I didn't want to have to manage and maintain their websites. I wanted to build websites, turn it over to them, and they get to deal with the mess. It's all theirs until the next time they need it built or if they need it fixed from being hacked. So that's how I got started with WordPress. I checked out Joomla. I found that it wasn't very intuitive. Drupal, I found, was designed specifically for developers. It's designed for geeks. The average person will never understand Joomla, no matter how hard they try. WordPress was actually built for the average person. It was intuitive, easy to use, and was growing very rapidly. And that's how I got started in WordPress.
Okay. Joomla?
Joomla.
Okay.
They're still around, but they're like less than 2% of the marketplace. WordPress has the majority of it, and then the rest of the market is spread to everyone else. And there's dozens of them now.
Okay, so you essentially got started in WordPress because you were already working on people's websites.
Well, not exactly. I wasn't working on their websites when I came back to the tech industry. I had one or two clients I'd held on to. Like, I started my business in 1999. And initially, I was doing web design the old-fashioned way with HTML code. And then when PHP came about, we were incorporating PHP calls into HTML code. We were building basically what WordPress became. We were building that the hard way by mashing together several different PHP programs into an HTML website and multiple database calls is how we were doing it. So what happened was the computer guy, I've always played with computers. It just, web design was just something that I found relatively easy to do.
It's very pattern oriented. I do like that about this.
It's very pattern oriented.
Okay. Well, what I'm wondering is, like, how did you go from being computer fixer person to being a WordPress guy? Like, I know that you had your own shop for a while.
Yeah.
And you said you held on to a couple of clients. Were you still working for those people and working on their websites while you were also owning and running the shop?
I would keep their websites sort of up to date and keep them running. I still had my servers. I still had a couple of servers running at the time. Like, I started my server business in 1999 too.
Okay.
And I kept a few clients on there because I needed hosting for myself. And I kept the clients around because their fees for my servers helped pay for my servers. So I got my hosting for free.
Okay, so essentially what happened is you had the computer business kind of like as a side thing almost.
Well, this computer business was a way that I could make money without having to actually work.
Ah, okay.
Because computers, I understand computers. And I'm able to build computers and fix hack computers. And I understand this stuff.
Okay, so back up to the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get into taking care of people's websites?
That happened in somewhere around 98 or so when I was when I first came out of college and I was developing websites and I saw the future of everything. In the late 90s, the e-commerce didn't exist. The phone book was still being used in the late 90s. It's like, ask around anyone now. Ask them if they can find their Yellow Pages phone book.
I have one, but it's really thin now.
Yeah, they're really thin.
They don't make very good booster seats for kids anymore.
No, they used to be very thick, and they used to be everywhere. It's like you can't find them now. They don't even deliver them anymore. But, of course, I saw those changes coming, and I realized the Internet was the future. And, of course, when the Internet first came out, it was like it was the most magnificent thing on the planet. And then, of course, it's been corrupted in the last 6 years. It's been massively corrupted with the big tech companies. They've managed to turn most of it back into walled gardens. I mean, AOL tried to create the walled garden that Facebook and Twitter have now.
Poor AOL. It was just ahead of its time.
They were too far ahead of their time is what happened. They had the right idea. They were just too far ahead of their time.
So yeah, it was. I've always been playing with computers. I've been playing with computers since I was a teenager, off and on. So.
So in order to get your business up and going, did you like make a business plan, or did you just kind of fall into it with an idea? Or
I fell into it with an idea. I gave up making business plans years ago. I have a plan for my business, but I don't have a business plan. You know, I have a plan on what I want to do, things I want to accomplish, and every once in a while I write them down and review it. But it was just the hardest thing getting into the business was finding the right clients, learning how to run a business, and learning how to value myself. My biggest problem was I undervalued myself for about 10 years. I was underpriced myself, and I, you know, people would tell me how grateful they were and how well I did on everything, but I didn't value myself as well as they valued me. Once I started valuing myself at what they valued me at, my whole business changed.
So. Okay. So, okay. So yes, you kind of did plan things, but only in your head. And I guess it kind of moved with every step that you took.
Yeah. Okay. That's what happened. It just kept moving. Every time I do something, it improves, or I make a mistake and I have to change something and improve it.
Okay, so then aside from the customers, mm-hmm. what was the hardest thing that you had to get used to on running your own WordPress business?
Billing.
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 Why?
Because I'd often forget to send out the billing.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me.
I forget to send out a bill, or I get to the end and I see all the hours and I go, is that really worthwhile? I'd feel like I give them value for all these hours I'm sending them. You know, are they going to freak out when they send the bit when they get the bill? You know, did I make sure I warn them enough that they're going to get a big bill? Billing is, and that's often the downfall of many small business people is their billing. Because they're not used to billing. Billing is a hard thing to do. And the other thing that comes after that is collecting on those bills.
Mm.
Because you will find clients that will lag in paying you or dodge you or not pay you or want to pay you half and negotiate. And that's back to that article we did in the beginning. That's one of the types of clients you got to fire.
Yeah.
You got to fire them real quick because they will continue to do that to you. So I learned that the hard way. So we're going to take it. You got one last question. We're going to push that one into the next segment, unless you got more here. So we'll push that into the segment for after the credits, and this will be just for the YouTube listeners. So hang tight, YouTube listeners. We are going to close out the show here just for the podcast listeners, and we'll be back in a second. And it is tequila time. So let my girl take us on out of here.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at
WordPressPluginsAtoZ.com.
And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to WPPluginsAtoZ.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using WPPluginsAtoZ.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsAtoZ. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.